Hilchos Shabbos, at the end of Shin Lamed Zayin, the halachas of sweeping a house and davening is something that's unintended. Siv Gimel is on page 366. Daf Kof Pei Gimel on the base. Ein tzoach nesakarka, you can't smear the ground. Veloy medich nois, you can't wash it. Avelo merutzav, even if it's tiled. It says Mishbur Siv Katan Tezvav Ein Tzachin B'chulu Perish. The Arkim Haya, their norm was Lasuk Shemen ala Karka Shal Beis Hamechitz Akeitzbe, that they would smear, they would anoint some oil on the ground of the bathhouse or similar. Ulus Galgalayim, and to roll on them. That's the Sefta Perikid Zayin Siv Katan Tezayin. So you can't smear the ground, and Vulimadich Maisi, you can't wash it. That is Shahayu Paikikin Silan, they would clog up the pipe, Shamayim Nechnesu Derech Balabech Samechatz, that the water would go into it, to the bathhouse. Place from Nekim Shabbat Acher, and they would open up the hole on the other side, Sheol Choysimayim, that water should leave. Menachem Esakarkim Neazuma, and they would clean out the ground because of the filth. Now, Tam Kaleila, the reason of these halachas, why it's forbidden, from the Chashinim, we're concerned, Lahashviz Gumas, to, again, the same thing as the previous Sifim, that we might even out the pits, you know, the ground is not smooth, and we might make it straight, which we previously said is problematic. Now, even according to the one that says, a sweeping in Shabbos is permitted. The Shani Hach, here it's different. The Kivin Shu writes the opposite Karka, here is intending to make the ground better, to anoint it or to wash it. That Shina, we could turn, should be here, Gumas, that he might see pits. The Ishkak is going to get, but and is going to come to deliberately come and smooth it out. Says Rabbi Yerucham, and therefore here it's more severe. Sivkat Yotayin, that's what the Mechaber says. Moreover, a fellow who merutzav, even if it's tiled, why would that be a problem? Because in the Atosh in merutzav, we're concerned that if we let you wash the floors that's tiled, you might come to do it when it's not tiled, says the Rambam. I have a heart to hit the Bezebay, is this that he permitted in the previous paragraph? Then he keep regarding sweeping, Bulagazakain, and he himself, the Mechaber, did not say there's an exero of merutzav Atosh in merutzav. Because sweeping is more critical than washing. That the washing of the floors of the beams that the custom is currently to do that. There's another prohibition to do that on Shabbos. Besides for the washing, because you have to soak aluntis in the water as known. When you're soaking the shmata, that you have a problem about laundering. So that's anyways going to be a problem when you're mopping. You're going to have other problems besides this problem about washing the floors. Siv Dalad, Asalat Sadid Chavis Al Arts. You're not allowed to turn and straighten out a barrel on the ground. The Kimishi Kveda, since it's heavy, Yochel Hashvaz Gumas Vadai, Yivashor could come to evening out a pit. Segregation, it's like inevitable what you're going to do. Bear Grylla says, if it's permitted to play with nuts or apples, that's in the next siman. Says Mishra Sivka Nyut Ches. So it's forbidden litzadid. What does that mean? Hainashu mitzadidah, that he moves it from, like, in the sides, moving it, positioning it, achatamid bekark yafa, until it stands in the ground well. I did see it by moving it on the sides. So you don't do that. So can you test for chavas al aretz, for a barrel on the ground? I know that is chavas malaya, a full barrel. Chayin lo yachriya chavas v'yishpach, and you also shouldn't tilt the barrel and pour from it. It might be an aretz for shefet. Rather, you should lift it up in the ground and pour. Shem lo yachin, because if not, yachbim an aretz b'vadi, for sure you're going to be digging out from the ground. Not v'av shem ekalkalu, although it's ruining the floor that you have in your house. V'gam alo chashin tzik l'guvahi, it's also you don't need for it itself. You don't need that pit. It's also digging in the backhand away. But even so, even if you have all the tzerufim of leniencies, awesome, they're safe. It's still rabbinically forbidden to do that. Sivkan chav. And the problem of doing this positioning is the kibim v'chulu, since it's heavy. So he said you're going to come to definitely come to even out the pits. And have a havah p'segregation. It's inevitable what you're going to do. What someone means to say is like this. Through the positioning itself, it flattens out the ground without any pits. That itself is a secretion, it's inevitable. But from Tesa over there, it sounds like that the law of psikriyesha is not inevitable of the asar, but rather it's forbidden. Tam shem yishkach, might forget the yovel hashvas gumazin to come to even out the pits, the miskaven deliberately kadesh neich letzid, that it should be, you know, you want it to stand straight, it should be easy to position it. The sharatin as tezayim brings it from the Vilna Gaon, and it sounds like from him that he's inclined to the words of Taisa. And the reason is because the lashon of the Gemara that says Dilma, and it sounds like Taisa's. So look at the Karmen Sanal that he answers for the other shitas Bedoichik. Now says Mishmer further. He says, "Behine imutal etzadu talgam ekarkam etzevus. Are you allowed to position the barrel on a tile floor? A Taisa Shabbos Kasev the mutra filadas Shulchan Aruch. That's permitted even according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shvili davar b'sigreisha because he holds." That it is inevitable. So, loy gozer b'zebur b'murtzafas. So that they weren't. So that, I mean, this that it's segregation is only by obviously when it's untiled, and they weren't gozer regarding when it's tiled. I'm trying to look over there. People got the bris shasim b'mitzav lahachmer. He's inclined to be stringent. I'm trying to mishmer tzav, but he's good much gozer b'zeh. Which the Sharatin Lazer Zayin says, it's logical that if all the homes in the city are tiled, one would not have to be stringent regarding this. It says, "Vaday shemil the chol asim nazed." This whole simul avdavkel in Shabbos is not only regarding Shabbos. Do adin in yamtiv sim regarding yamtiv. The Gemara and Beyach davchav beis and beis v'yeshem nesolam is that those who stumbled regarding this and they washed the floors and that would be prohibited. Galoch and the b'maskul b'lim adichim ma'isai that the Mechaber said you cannot wash the floors. Afilu merutzav even if it's tiled. So you should know that in the Tosefta and the Rambam it's brought moreover, and the Magen Avraham brings it that you can't blow the ground on Shabbos. So he says I left out this halacha because it's not common. He says I also don't know how to really translate what it means. If it means to blow with his mouth the dirt, the dust from the ground, why would that be forbidden? Why is it different than sweeping, which the Rambam says permitted at least if it's tiled? To the contrary, according to the one who says over there that sweeping is forbidden. Because he's moving the earth and it's like digging, should say it's permitted over here because with his mouth, he's not really moving the earth from its place, just the dust. Also, according to one that says forbidden over there because of muktzah should be permitted over here, like it's brought in submission of Chesed Gimel, that it's no problem about moving muktzah with your mouth. And don't say that the Brice will hold that tiltal ma'atzad shmei tiltal, that moving indirectly is considered tiltal, that there's a machlekes tanaim that have regarding this, because if that was the case, why would the Rambam quote the halacha? And even according to one that says, forget nobody because of shvuy gumois, because you can be evening out the pits, is also difficult. You should permit at least when it's tiled, according to one that says it's permitted by sweeping. Since I found the Prima Gadim, in the short words, a hint of an answer to this, and that is that since the sweeping is Sarech Shabbos, the Rambam holds, they were lenient by when it's tiled, which is not the case over here. The Magen Mishnah explains the reason of the Rambam that's machmir regarding washing. That although you're right, it should be permitted, but it's not as critical. Also, you could say that by all these things, there was a need for the bathhouse, or similarly that you need to make the ground better, and therefore concerned that you might come to even out the pits deliberately when it's not tiled, and the goes also when it's tiled, because you might mix up different grounds as brought in the Gemara. And the same thing is by blowing. There's also too much such a case, and even the Ben Yerachim writes this halacha. You cannot anoint and wash by a house. It's possible that he's also talking about regarding a bathhouse, or similarly that you have to make the ground better, as customary in our times, that the washing is the need of the washing of the ground. But in truth, if you need to sweep the house, according to one that says permitted, and it doesn't have a broom, yeah, of course you'd be allowed to blow with your mouth the dust and the earth into the country. L'chayr would seem that that's not any less than reboots of settling the dust that the Gemara permits in the Maskan, even if it's not taught. Because it's not psychic, it's not inevitable that you can even out the pits. And something would be over here in this case, and it's possible also that even to blow with a vessel, the ear, like you have some type of a tool, it also would be permitted. Even the one that's mafakuk in the heter of the goose feathers would agree over here that it would be permitted. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 26. Washing the tiles in the kitchen or the toilet in the bathroom, even though they're connected to the ground, if this girl's holes, there's no issur of washing the ground. That's where Rav Lesner writes. Water that poured on the floor, Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to clean it with a shmata, that's no concern of schita, because it wasn't forbidden only putting water, with the intention of washing the house. That's what's been from Mr. Elds, and he adds that all this is when you're removing the water a place that, you know, through a narrow place, but to move into a wide place that's forbidden because such a situation, then it does look like it's hadach. And it concludes everything, it depends on the situation. If the floor got dirty in a specific place, it's permitted to pour water on that place and to take it out with a shmata. And that's not considered as hadacha, this isser. Some holds, it's possible it's mutar. Another, and this girl holds that if you have on the floor a graf shere, something disgusting, something like that, it's forbidden to pour water with it to clean the floor, because that's considered like this halacha hadacha. However, it's permitted to pour with the water to get rid of the bad smell, and that's not considered as hadacha. Dish number 27. Mishmur had explained why by sweeping we're more lenient than by the halacha of washing. They said because sweeping is more critical than washing. According to this, if the floor of the house is very dirty, it's possible to wash it even like a tchila, but a combination of the opinion of those who hold that you're allowed to wash the floor when all the homes of the city are tiled. And the adds on, the same thing is, by a hospital where cleanliness is very critical, you'd be allowed to wash the floors. And Shuvah's Mechaz Yitzchak writes that according to the Ramah, they didn't permit sweeping or washing, even the place where it's a great need, even when the floors are tiled. And we discussed this previously in Sifkat Tezayin.